Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. Folks are outraged.
The city of Wellington claims it notified everyone involved, but about a dozen parents of deceased children say otherwise. Headstones were moved at Prairie Lawn Cemetery in order to pour a concrete divider and allow for the creation of a fence. The city says no actual graves were disturbed and the headstones were placed right back where they originally were. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The annual fall trout stocking at Lake Shawnee is set for November 22nd. Lake Shawnee will be closed to fishing for a little while to give the trout time to get used to the lake. Trout permits are required during trout season, which runs from December 1st through March 31st. The public can view the 7,000 pounds of trout being released. The release is set for 10 in the morning on November 22nd at the boat ramp on Beach Drive. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Your local Tractor Supply is now hiring. If you love helping your friends and neighbors, then we'd love to meet you. Our team members enjoy benefits like competitive pay, monthly bonuses, flexible hours, health care for full and part-time team members, tuition reimbursement, a 15% store discount, and much more. Find out why we're a great place to work at TractorSupply.careers or by visiting our local store, 1401 State Street, Phillipsburg, Kansas.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas is poised to nearly double its lawmakers' pay in 2025 in hopes of attracting more diverse members, only months after the legislature boosted the salaries of other state officials. On Thursday, a commission created by the legislature to study lawmakers' pay approved a proposal to increase the compensation for rank-and-file members by nearly $28,000 a year, a 93% increase to nearly $58,000. Legislative leaders who receive extra pay would see proportionally larger dollar increases, and the Senate President and House Speaker would be paid more than $85,000 a year, up from the current $44,000. The commission's plan will take effect unless both legislative chambers vote to reject it by February 7th, a month after lawmakers convene their 2024 session. According to National Conference of State Legislators data, under the plan, Kansas lawmakers would be paid better than their counterparts in a majority of states, not only neighbors like Iowa and Missouri, but also more populous ones like New Jersey and Texas. Like legislators in other states, some Kansas lawmakers have complained for years that it's a financial hardship to serve in the legislature. They've said that the current $30,000 in compensation isn't enough to live on year-round, and that being in office makes it difficult or even impossible to work at an outside job when lawmakers are in session. It's not clear whether the plan will face opposition in the legislature, though the commission's staff, on loan from the legislature, reported receiving only a single negative comment. An email on Wednesday from a concerned resident of Kansas whose name was withheld. On Thursday, the governor's office announced that the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services will receive over $5.4 million to improve the local capacity of the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. A news release said the funding is coming from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration over 3 years. The states and territories to improve local 988 capacity program will provide $1.9 million in the first year and $1.8 million for the 2 years following. to improve response to 988 contacts originating in Kansas, and those contacts come from phone calls, chats, and text messages. The funding will support the program's goals of increasing workforce support for the 988 program through hiring, recruiting, and training, improving the public communication of 988 services, including those for high-risk populations, and continuing to expand post-contact support connections with services such as mobile crisis outreach and crisis stabilization services to ensure adults and youth experiencing mental health crisis receive faster access to trained mental health professionals. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services currently partners with three National Suicide Prevention Lifeline contact centers for 24/7 coverage of 988 calls, chats, and texts. Jeff Pendergrass, the small game specialist with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, reported that hunting is a big deal both recreationally and economically for Kansas, with about, on average, $146 of economic activity per pheasant harvested. He said last year, hunters in Kansas bagged an estimated 258,000 pheasants, with approximately $37 million worth of economic activity around wild pheasant hunting, though this year the pheasant estimates are lower, as the possibilities with pheasant seasons break down to a simple boom or bust, and for this year, it's certainly not a boom. The drought of 2022 affected their nesting grounds and their cover, so it made it a little harder for their chicks to survive throughout the summer, though the weather is not the only factor for low pheasant yields this year. A difference in CRP acres, or Conservation Reserve Program acres, has become much more impactful to game recently. In 2007, there was approximately 3.2 million acres of CRP, and as of now, it's about 1.7 million, so a significant percent of CRP acres has been lost. There are mixed opinions about the possible economic impact for this year's pheasant season, and the best advice for this year's hunting season is to bring extra patience and try to manage your expectations ahead of time. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Every day, more than 700 women in the U.S. are diagnosed with breast cancer. Norton County Hospital encourages all women over the age of 40 to contact their doctor for a mammogram referral. During the month of October, the first 100 patients to be screened with our radiology staff will receive a free gift. Take the first potentially life-saving step today and call the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Early detection is often the key to a successful outcome.
According to a report from Kansas Appleseed, data shows the debt Kansas families are accruing from school meals ballooned in the past year, now topping $20 million. The report shows that in a year since the end of the pandemic program providing universal meals, there's been a six-fold increase in school meal debt. It's a balance many families have to watch, ensuring their children are fed at school. However, in the past year, many Kansas families were racking up a school meal debt, with inflation a main factor, and that debt ends up having a significant impact on families and districts. School meal debt in the state reached $23.5 million for 2023, a year after the pandemic-era Universal Meals program ended. In 2019, that debt was $4.5 million. While about 40% of Kansas students are covered by free meals, some families who might apply for free or reduced lunches find their income is slightly too high. And when that school meal debt accrues, that also leaves schools in a difficult situation because parents cover about 20% of the debt and the rest falls on school districts and donations. Nationally, Kansas Appleseed supports universal school meals as its use during the pandemic showed it was viable. On the state level, Kansas can cover the additional cost of reduced meals, something many districts do already. And on a local level, Kansas Appleseed is going to work with districts and are looking at policies and supporting the community eligibility program, which could provide universal meals at qualifying schools. Tomorrow, Saturday, October 21st, the Kansas Department of Transportation plans to temporarily close two eastbound I-70 on-ramps at Junction City in Geary County. From 12 to 6 p.m. tomorrow, the eastbound on-ramps at J. Hill Road and Grandview Plaza, exit 299, and K-57, exit 300, will be closed in an attempt to erase traffic congestion due to the anticipated K-State football traffic and ongoing construction. For K-State fans traveling to the game, the Kansas Department of Transportation suggests allowing extra travel time and using an alternate route such as U.S. 77 to the north. During construction, traffic has been reduced to one lane in each direction as median crossovers are used to carry all traffic at a reduced speed through the work zone on the eastbound lanes. Construction is part of a multi-phase $30 million project, including construction of temporary crossovers, pavement replacement, replacement of drainage structures, rehabbing bridges, and resurfacing of some local routes, which are scheduled to be completed by December 2025, weather permitting. The Kansas Department of Transportation urges all motorists to be alert and obey the warning signs when approaching and driving through a highway work zone. And to stay aware of all road construction projects across Kansas, you can visit candrive.gov or call 511. The Hanson Museum in Logan, Kansas has announced the 47th annual Birds and Art exhibition that's on view through November 5th. Organized annually since 1976 by the world-renowned Lee Yockey Woodson Art Museum in Wausau, Wisconsin, the juried exhibition has featured thousands of artists from around the world and is widely recognized as one of the best showcasing avian art. For the 2023 show, 570 artists submitted 946 works, with 118 selected by the three-person jury for inclusion, with 50 of those making the trip to the Hanson Museum as part of the traveling exhibition. This exhibit is one of the most prestigious exhibits of wildlife art in the world, and a fully illustrated color catalog accompanies each bird and art exhibition and is available upon request. The 2023 exhibition represents 15 different countries and is a collection of the very best avian artists in the world. At the Hanson Museum, admission is always free thanks to the generous support of the Dane G. Hanson Foundation. And for more information or if you have questions, you can call 785-689-4846. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you could win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks. And with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out. Watch your entry update in real time and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, you go to prizepicks.com/primetime and use code PRIMETIME. Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/primetime with code PRIMETIME for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for more details.
Acres Equipment Solutions thanks the area 4-H chapters for instilling responsibility, ethics, and greater self-esteem in our youth. The lessons learned while in 4-H will be beneficial in their future careers and life choices. From Acres Equipment Solutions in McCook, where serving our customers is top priority. Wellhead Systems Incorporated proudly supports the Graham County 4-H Club and its leaders for their dedication to teaching young people to be dependable and responsible citizens with skills that will prepare them for the future. From Wellhead Systems Incorporated in Hill City, the Global Wellhead Systems Authority.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Some of the nation's leading animal health and biodefense laboratories are joining forces to improve early detection of disease threats. Rod Bain has more in this report.
It's a new partnership among the nation's animal health and biodefense facilities to improve early detection of emerging animal diseases. This is Christy Loy Acato, coordinator of the National Animal Health Laboratory Network within USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service.
We're going to identify 5 scientists and place them in 5 of our non-laboratories around the country with the intent of them to take their region, look at the threats both nationally and internationally, do risk assessments, and then make sure that the laboratories that are non-laboratories within their region have the capability to respond to those threats.
Chosen non-facilities will partner with the National Bio and Agro-Defense Facility, NBAF.
We're partnering with NBAF and their expertise in the foreign animal disease diagnostics and utilizing what NALM can provide in that partnership.
I'm Rod Bain reporting from Washington, D.C.
And many things have gone up as far as price is concerned in the grocery store. Butter, definitely one of them. And the prices have hit a record high this month as lower production levels create supply constraints heading into the holiday season when demand normally peaks. USDA says spot butter prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange hit a record high of $3.44 a pound last week. August butter production was at the lowest level in almost 5 years because of tighter milk supplies, fewer imports, and the increased use of cream in making other products. U.S. butter has trended higher year over year since February, but production has not kept up. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Way above average temperatures again this afternoon across our state, and a few spots in the central and western counties could hit the 90-degree mark this afternoon. Plenty of places hitting the mid and upper 80s. A warm front will move through today, but that's followed by a dry cold front by early tomorrow. Cooler high pressure will move back into the central plains by tomorrow morning, dropping temperatures back to near average, mostly 70s, except in our south central counties where it stays a little warmer. As for rain chances, they'll stay low until a quick low pressure shortwave moves in on Sunday afternoon and evening, with a few showers possible in the northeast counties. On the map, heading into this afternoon, upper level high pressure is still parked over our area with a surface high in the central Rockies. A warm front is crossing central Kansas with very warm air coming in behind it. We may see a few central or western Kansas locations hit 90 this afternoon, mostly mid and upper 80s. We do have slightly cooler temperatures in the eastern counties and sunny skies through the afternoon. Overnight looks clear and mild. Our lows in the 40s west and 50s central and east. The warm front will move out of the state early tomorrow morning, followed quickly by a dry cold front early in the day. That'll help cool things down for most of our state tomorrow. Highs back in the 70s for most areas. Sunday looks sunny, 70s on the highs, and a slight chance of an afternoon shower in the northeast counties. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid to upper 80s with low to mid 40s overnight. Mid to upper 80s north central, and tonight we're in the low 50s. Northeast, low 80s for the afternoon and low 50s for the overnight lows. Upper 80s, maybe 90 in the southwest counties and mid-40s overnight. Upper 80s in the south-central counties. Tonight, we're in the low 50s. And southeast, we're in the low 80s today. Low 50s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.